We're continuing with principle number 8, discussing the spiritual work of emunah, the spiritual work of believing. And we're on page number 20, on section number 7, which is emunah, that God hears our prayers. So just say something about praying. We learn in Kabbalah that we're praying every moment. Our prayer is not just what we're saying with our mouth, but our prayer is what we want. That is our prayer. So every moment we're praying. Every moment what we think will make us happy is what we're praying for. A person could be praying with their lips for world peace or all sorts of other things. But if what's really going to make that person happy in this moment is somebody walking in and handing them $1 million in cash, so the person is praying for $1 million. Whatever we think will make us happy in this moment is what we're praying for. So we're always praying, every single moment. What we want, what we desire, that's our prayer. And one big way of looking at it, you know, if most of our prayers, until we reach a higher spiritual level, are prayers of wanting to get something, because that's what we think will make us happy. If we get this, I'll be happy. If that happens, I'll be happy. Praying for that to happen, and then I'll be happy. So our prayers are generally prayers of wanting to get something. Something happening, praying for something to happen in the way that I want it to happen. But the whole shift in the big picture of what we've been learning about is when our prayer shifts direction. Our prayer shifts from what I'm trying to get in this moment to make me happy to a prayer of having pleasure in trying to be in divine service in this moment. Instead of praying for God, what can you do for me? Praying for God, how could I be in this moment in divine service? What could I do for you? A lot of ways we could be relating to God is like a bank machine just trying to take out a withdrawal. God, please give me this. God, please give me that. God, please make everything go according to how I think it should go. But the whole shift is when we realize, oh, everything I'm praying for is in the direction of serving my interest. God, please help me to align myself to being in a state of giving and service according to how it would be good for you. Of course, God doesn't need anything for us to give to God, but the extent that we're trying to be in a state of service and giving is the extent to which we're actually connecting to God. That's the level that we're praying every single moment. Our desire is our prayer, which we're trying to learn to elevate to its higher state, from desire to receive to desire to give. Now, there's also praying with our mouth. We have an idea to take some time every day and actually talk like we would to a friend with the source of reality. By actually talking in actual words, so that helps us to formulate what's going on in our inner prayer. One of our deepest spiritual practices is what's called hitbodhidut, which is to actually take a set time every day. Even 5 minutes is amazing. Some people take an hour, but 5 minutes a day is amazing. The idea is to do it every day, where we go someplace by ourselves. Person can go out to nature, go into a room, close the door, but somewhere that we're by ourselves. And for 5 minutes, we have a meeting with the source of reality. We have a meeting with God. We actually sit and talk out loud, talk quietly, but the idea in this practice is to actually use words and to talk to God like we talk to a friend. Hey God, how's it going? I don't know if I believe in you. Why is this happening? can you help with this? To talk like a friend. If we don't have anything to say, we could just say, I don't know what to say right now, and sit quietly. But the idea is to spend the 5 minutes, whatever amount of time we've set aside. That time is dedicated to completely focusing on the source of reality, trying to feel ourselves in the presence of God, and trying best we can to actually talk. If we do this regularly, so at first it can be very difficult, but if we're doing it every day, after a period of time, we start to have some very clear questions, things we're asking. It starts to become clear, a lot of our what we're asking for, our questions. The most amazing, wondrous thing which people who do this have experienced is that when we start to actually be talking to God in a real way, so we start to see and experience God talking back to us. I'm not talking like a voice coming from the sky, because that's not what it means, God talking, right? Because of course God isn't any more in the sky than God is inside of ourselves. God doesn't need to talk in words like we're talking. We start to experience the conversation that's going on with God, that's happening with us all the time in our lives, in the events of our lives, because everything happening is God talking to us. But when we start to like clarify what we're saying in the conversation, by taking this time every day to actually talk in words and start to become clear what we're asking of God, what we're wanting, what we're saying, so then we can start to see in the events of our lives how God is answering us in what's going on with us. Because all of our life events are happening in relationship to what's going on inside of ourselves. And as we start to become more aware and clarifying what's going on inside of ourselves, we can start to become sensitive to the conversation that's going on between us and the source of reality every single moment. So this type of prayer called Hitbodhidut meditation is one of the highest spiritual practices. Okay, maybe we'll stop for now and God willing continue discussing prayer next time.